Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette expert, and an expert extraordinaire in social interaction, author of a number of books, and she's here to talk to us about some very important topics. Marie Dubuque, welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing, Jim? Are you ready for your office party? Are you even having one?
Well, before we talk about the party, you know, I've started noticing something, Marie, that when I start hearing people who are around my office here who claim to love me start, you know, telling me I need to work on my social interaction skills.
What?
And then the next thing I know, they've scheduled you on the show. I'm starting to get a little the dots are starting to align here a little bit. We have you on for a lot of reasons, but for some reason you seem to pop up more when I'm getting complaints. You know, people who claim to love me, it's like they're thinking maybe Marie will keep us from having to do an intervention.
Well, I can't believe that, because you are the nicest radio host.
Thank you.
I hope
these people are listening. Anyway, all right. So, either way, I'm glad you're here. So, Marie, we got the holidays coming up, and parties are starting already. Probably people are already having holiday parties, and a lot of businesses have parties, right? Have Christmas parties. Are they still having those things?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think that they are they're downscaling them. I think they still are, but it's not like to the extent that they used to be. But you know what the big problem is? Because everyone goes in there nervous. Jim, and I don't know if you're a drinker or not. I'm not going to go there.
I like me some wine.
Okay. Well, for those parties, don't do it, because people think, okay, I'm going to have a couple drinks, I'm going to relax, and the opposite happens.
Yeah.
They're all nervous, and they get out of control.
Some people really do change when they have a little bit of wine. Now, I'm not like that, and there's one thing that is fortunate for me. Alcohol starts. I mean, if all the people depended on me for their alcohol sales, they'd be in big trouble. But I don't like it after one or two glasses of wine, one couple of glasses of wine or something like that. I quit drinking, but it doesn't change me. But some people literally become another person, don't they?
I know, and that's the problem.
It's not like they've gotten drunk or something. They just have a little wine. Next thing you know, they can't shut up.
And they either that, or they get angry, or they get flirty, and all those things you don't want to do. And okay, let me ask you something. You would never go into a business meeting with like clients or a boss having drinks. Okay, so consider the office party a business meeting. Don't even look at it like it's a party at all. You're being judged, and if you think you are.
Think of it like a networking event.
Right. You would never drink at one of those. You never sit there and have a margarita or something. So don't do it. It's a business event, not a party, not a time to unwind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do that with your in-laws at Christmas dinner, not at the office.
Maybe not even with the in-laws. Maybe just when you're home alone.
right. Yeah, with your spouse. That's fine. Because they always see the bad side of you, right?
Well, you know, a Christmas company Christmas party, it probably would be... I mean, I don't know. Maybe in some places they think this is crazy, but maybe not even have serve alcohol at a Christmas party.
Right, because everybody's cutting back.
Don't even serve it.
Right, and parties usually are at the office.
Maybe you tip a little rum in the eggnog. Okay.
No.
Or some rum balls. Maybe some rum ball. You know, something like that. Maybe. But just take it easy, because there is something to this career defining moment, isn't there?
Oh my gosh, you are being watched. I mean, that could be your next promotion down the tubes. Yes. Or you've got a client. You're having a party with your clients, and then you lose the next whatever it is because you flirted with the your boss's wife, with the client's wife. I don't know what happened, but you see it on the internet all the time.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing to remember. at a party, somebody is going to be the topic of conversation the next day, the next work day. Somebody at this party is going to be the topic of conversation for something that they did or wore at the next day. Make sure it's not you.
Right, and make sure, remember, everybody's got a cell phone, so whatever you do, every year I see this on YouTube.
Oh,
I see somebody dancing on the tables at some party. Yeah.
Boy, people are quick with those cameras, aren't they?
I know, and here's another tip, too, because people at these parties, so whoever's organizing it, if you're not the one who's organizing it, if you are, you have to stay the whole time, but if you're not, say to the person, look, I'd love to come. I can't stay long because I have another engagement, but I'll be there for an hour. I have to leave at 5:30 or 6:30 or whatever it is, and then you leave. So you're not leaving, oh, I can't stand this, I'm having a terrible time. You've already said ahead of time that you're leaving.
Right. Well, the other thing is, you know, make sure. I just think the dress code is also another thing. I mean, you know, especially ladies. I mean, I know it's a party, but you know, and I'm not going to avert my eyes, Marie. I'm not going to lie about it, but I'm not going to avert my eyes. But you know, there's some propriety that needs to be shown. What do you think?
Right, exactly. This is a work day.
And don't forget the cameras.
Do not dress any differently. Right, and the cameras. So no shorter skirts or more cleavage or anything like this. This is not a cocktail party. Even though it might say in the invitation it's a cocktail party, consider it a work event. Consider it a board meeting. Whatever you would not wear to a board meeting, don't wear to your office Christmas party.
And I'm glad that you also brought up the part about the customer. Because if you get invited to customer parties, and we have been, and over the decades, I have been too, and boy, you better be on your ultra best behavior there, because number one, you want to get invited back. That's your key. That's what I think you should go into any party like that. Your goal is to be invited back next year.
Right, and bring gifts. Gifts.
Oh, really?
Yes, especially if it's a client. Always bring gifts. Don't ever, ever appear empty-handed. Would you go with a client? Do you ever not bring a gift for a holiday party?
Well, usually I don't to the party because I've already done something.
Oh, right, okay.
I probably do that. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Marie, give us your website quickly, please.
And it's youtube.com/Manners by Marie.
Manners by Marie on YouTube. All right, check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More etiquette and more social interaction intervention on me after these messages. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.